ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। मुरली सुनी।
Did you all hear the murli?
प्यार से सुनी।
Did you listen to it with a lot of love?
दिल को लगी।
Did it touch your heart?
अब तो नहीं कहेंगे बाबा विनाश कब होगा।
You're now not going to ask Baba when destruction will happen, are you?
क्या?
Will you ask him this?
विनाश तो होने वाला ही है।
Destruction is going to happen anyway.
आप हमारे साथ हैं।
But Baba, you are with us. We are here sitting in your company.
इतने खुश नसीब है।
And so how fortunate are we?
बाबा सामने हाजिर नाजर है।
Baba is present, standing in front of us, in front of our eyes. He's present, and we're looking at him. And him being in front of our eyes, he's looking at us. He's hazir, present in front of us. And standing in front of us, he's looking at us. Is it like that? So, first of all, is he looking at us or are we looking at him first? Speak.
Organs जो लिए है,
the organs that he's adopted,
हमको देखने के लिए, अपना बनाने के लिए,
he's adopted them to look at us, to make us belong to him and to take us back with him.
इसलिए ब्रह्मा बाबा का शरीर का आधार लिया।
This is why he's taken the support of the body of Brahma.
इसलिए इनका साक्षात्कार कराया है।
And this is why he gives vision of this one.
साक्षात्कार कराया है पर इनके द्वारा मुख से हमको बच्चा बना लिया है।
Not only has he given a vision of this one, but through this one's mouth he has made us his children.
देव आदि देवी देवताओं के आदि पिता।
This one is the Adi Dev of the whole Brahmin clan.
तब हम देवता बने।
First of all, we need to become Brahmins before becoming deities. Look how much work our Baba is doing. Today, all of you, have you all understood how clearly Baba has explained today how to stay in the incorporeal stage? How he comes, the incorporeal one comes, enters this body, teaches us, and as we're learning the study, we become incorporeal again like that one. By knowing and recognizing the incorporeal one and studying what he is teaching us, we will become incorporeal. His teachings make us incorporeal.
क्योंकि जिसके मुख द्वारा शिक्षा देता है,
because the one whose mouth he uses to teach us,
मैं भी उनसे सुनता हूँ.
That one also says, I am not the one who's relating this. I am also the one who is listening to him up above.
मैं कुछ और पढ़ता ही नहीं हूँ. जो वो सुनाता है, वही सुनाता हूँ.
I'm not learning anything else. I'm only listening to what that one is telling me, and then I listen to what he tells me, and I share that through the mouth.
Brahma Baba itna badi authority.
What a great authority Brahma Baba himself is, and yet such a humble instrument.
Itna bada swarg ki sthapana ka foundation lagane wala.
He is such a great authority in the sense, the first father, the original father, to be the instrument to establish heaven. The praise of Krishna is separate. You might have heard this in the murlis, Sakar murlis earlier. Baba has explained this clearly, that even the praise of the Supreme Soul is separate, is unique. The praise of Krishna is completely viceless, complete with all divine virtues, and 16 celestial degrees complete. This is not Shiv Baba's praise. What is Shiv Baba's praise? The purifier, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of peace, and the ocean of love, the almighty authority. Is this Krishna's praise? No.
Krishna ko aisa banane wala kaun hai?
Who is the one who makes Krishna into this? But actually, the wonder of this is, nobody knows the praise of Brahma. And Baba said, actually, Brahma's a memorial lies in Ajmer.
Jo banaya, uske mandir bahut. जिसने बनाया उसके मंदिर बहुत शिव बाबा के मंदिर बहुत.
The one who made Brahma into Brahma, Shiv Baba, he has many temples in Somnath, Badrinath, Rameshwar, Praneshwar. They've got many, many names for Shiv Baba and built many, many temples to him. These are all temples built to the praise of Shiv Baba. Sarveshwar, the one who serves everyone. Neelkantheshwar, this is a praise that of the one who relates through the mouth. Papkateshwar, the one who finishes all sins, absorbs sins. This is all praise of the one God, Ishwar.
Bholanath bhi, ye mehma bhi uski hai. Vardata, ye bhi mehma uski.
Bholanath, the name Bholanath, the innocent Lord, is the praise of that one of above. And Brahma Baba's praise has actually been hidden. Who knows that praise? The Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, nobody else knows his praise.
Brahma Baba ki mehma ko, to jab Baba abhyaktua na, to maine kaha, acha jab samne tha na, to mehma ka.
When Baba became avyakt, Sakar Baba, when Sakar Baba was standing in front, he wouldn't allow anybody to praise him. And now he's become avyakt. And Didi and Daddy made a joint promise that now our mouths are going to open. We can't sit without praising this one. And if in Sakar form we used to praise him, he used to call us a bhagat. And he would say, praise that one, praise Shiv Baba. Not me. He wouldn't let us praise him at all. Praise the one up above. Praise the one up above. Remember him as well. And then one time I sat down and I created a book in my mind. I wrote a book in my mind about all the praise of Brahma Baba. So today Baba said, you are the mother and father. Baba is the mother and father. He's playing this part. In the drama, at this point in time, the Supreme has the part of the mother and father, and we are his children. Now, Lee, are you going to be this? Look at Daddy. Come and sit in front, Lee.
Sanjay bhi aa gaya hai. Mat pita ki mat pita hamare hai.
He is our mother and father. We are his children. So now how can we ask how to create the incorporeal stage? How can we be egoless? Let me realize who is my mother and father. My father is incorporeal and my mother is egoless. My father is incorporeal and my mother is egoless and a server. My mother is eager and egoless server. Baba says, we are two, so what are Brahmins? They are two servers, sevadharis. In whose service are we? We're not in service of Brahma. Brahmins are servers. And Brahma says, what, do you do my service to you? No, we don't.
जो सिखाता है कैसे सेवा करो ना औरों को उसका बनाओ ये सेवा करो.
The one up above who is teaching us how to serve, he is teaching us how to make others like him. This is what we need to be instruments for, to inspire others to remember that one. Remain in remembrance and inspire others to have remembrance.
सत्युग में झूठ पाप तो होता ही नहीं है.
In Satyug, there's no falsehood or sin. In Kaliyug, there is only falsehood and sin. They even speak tall stories and false stories about God. But anyway, this is drama too. Now, falsehood is finished, truth is being established. And so what is Baba making us? He's making us into a charitable soul. Have you listened to the murli carefully? It's the Brahmins who become charitable souls. Brahmins, they inspire others to perform good karma as well. And this is why even until the end of Kalyug, Brahmins are revered in Lokik, revered in the sense they inspire others to do good karma. If they want to benefit someone, uplift someone, they'll call a Brahmin. They'll call a Brahmin at the time of birth. They'll call a Brahmin at the time of death. They'll call a Brahmin when they want an auspicious gathering. They're not going to call a Shudra or a warrior. They're going to call a Brahmin. And so here too, Daddy had a lot of attention even to the murli as she was driving over in the car. She doesn't know whether your attention was drawn to this point or not.
But
the kings and queens of the Sun dynasty, their subjects will also be of Sun dynasty. And the kings and queens of the Moon dynasty, their subjects will also be Moon dynasty quality. Now, open your ears and listen to this carefully. The ones all the ones who come into the Sun dynasty, all of whoever they come into contact and connection with, they will be of that Sun dynasty quality. And the same, the poor things, the same in the Silver Age, those who come in the Silver Age, their subjects will also be of that quality. Because whilst battling, they left the body. They were screaming out, Maya came, Maya came. And those of the Silver Age left their body like that. And the ones who came into the Sun dynasty, they looked at Maya and said to her, what do you think you're doing, Maya? You took away this kingdom that Baba's giving me, so they'll show Maya a very stern eye and say, who do you think you are taking away my kingdom from me? We're claiming that kingdom back again once again. This is an intoxication. We're taking that same kingdom back again. What do you think you're doing? What do you think you are? And so internally, there's so much strength and intoxication that comes from the study. Firstly, there's the intoxication of belonging to the elevated clan. There's the intoxication of the clan I belong to. Baba used to say, Baba would give advice, if you want to take a wife, come and take advice from me. You tell the older ones that, the elders, if you want to get a wife, then you come and ask me. Make sure you take someone from a very good clan, someone who's virtuous. Ask me. And so the one who comes from a good clan, such a one also uplifts her in-law's house. She glorifies their name. And if she isn't from a good clan, then she won't be able to uplift the name of her in-laws. She will even defame her in-law's family name. And so the Brahmins, they're from such an elevated clan. If there's even the slight trace of the sanskars of jealousy and laziness inside, these are warrior sanskars. If somebody makes me fall, I fall. And if somebody makes me go rise up, I rise up. If they make me rise up, I'm happy. Then these are all sanskars of being a warrior. At least sit on your seat of self-respect with a true, sit on the seat of immortality, and then with an honest heart seat yourself on Baba's heart. Be a master and a ruler of the self, because because you are going to be a ruler of the world. Have patience, O mind. It's very important to learn patience, to have impatience in my thoughts. What is going to happen? How is it going to happen? Such a one is not the quality of coming into the Sun dynasty. To ask, how will it happen? What will it happen? And to have the slightest nervousness or tension like that, such a soul is not a Sun dynasty quality soul. The one who is of this quality will say, have patience, wait. That he's going to share some stories. There's Srinathdwara, a temple nearby. If you ever get a chance, go and have a look. It's Sri Krishna's temple, Srinathdwara. And the quality of bhog that is offered there, no, but it's not offered anywhere else in India. Literally, wells of ghee. It's not just tins of ghee, but wells of ghee. All the prashad, etc., that's made there is made from pure ghee. And whoever goes there, they will receive pure ghee. All the prashad that's made. You'll never ever get dry food or stale food. It'll be very, very good quality fresh food. And so it's very revered. And so there, once, lots of sadhus and sannyasis of Bharat there. And so the finance minister, Gulzar Ananda, had the thought that these sadhus, sannyasis, etc. should all come under the rule of the government. All these Mahamandaleshwars. And this is why there was a huge meeting, gathering of sadhus that took place there. Daddy at that time was in Amritsar.
Mama Meerut mein thi.
Mama was in Meerut, a small place near Delhi. And Daddy came to give Mama an invitation to ask her to come to Amritsar. And then Baba sent Daddy a message in Meerut. Daddy and Mama a message in Meerut. He wrote them a letter to say, go to Srinathdwara. And Daddy said, but Baba, I've come to ask Mama to take her to Amritsar. Baba said, no, Baba, Mama can go to Amritsar by herself. And then Srinathdwara is near Udaipur and Meerut is near Delhi. So she immediately went from Meerut to Srinathdwara. Baba said, you should go at such a time. You should go there at this time because they're having this meeting. We cannot come under the rule of the cower of government. Baba was amazing. Baba kept me under his vision such, and he kept inspiring me to go. It's so beautiful, such a wonderful part Baba has given me in this wonderful drama. Such high, high Mahamandaleshwars, gurus and sadhus and sages and saints, that with such yukti, we presented ourselves that, you know, we don't have any disciples, we don't have any funds, external funds, we are self-sufficient. In mandirs you get bhagats, gurus have disciples, we don't have any of this. So what government is going to put tax on us? What are we going to tell the government? And that's it, having shared all that. Baba had given a lot of love. And from that, after that, Daddy came back to Madhuban. When you get a chance to do such service, to challenge, then you need courage and faith to issue a challenge. You need to have courage and faith. At such a time, according to whatever the situation is, Baba gives a lot of strength. God knows and only God's children know. Nobody else knows. Baba said this today. Nobody else knows. How else are they going to know? you know, they're of the devil, they belong to the devilish community. One is the devilish community, the second is the Kaurav community, the third is the Yadav community. They're not able to, the Kauravs are busy in earning an income, earning money. The Yadavs are the science community, they have nothing but science in their intellect, and the devilish community are busy in fighting. And the Pandavs, on the other side, how the father they listen to the one father alone, how the one father is explaining that destruction is coming, the haystack is about to be set on fire, nobody is going to stop it. And so God is explaining into their ears, first remember me very well. There are also six types of remembrance. Very good remembrance. Six.
मैंने गिनती कर ली है.
That he's counted them already.
परंतु वो छह ही काम अच्छी तरह से एक दिन में क्या एक घड़ी में हो सकते हैं.
But these six types, you don't need a whole day for them. They can work in just a few moments.
एकाग्रता की पहली शक्ति मेरे पास.
First, I need the power of becoming एकाग्रचित, concentrated on the one. Then my remembrance will remain stable. By becoming ekagrata, concentrated on the one.
Baba
it's to be totally focused on the one. And when that happens,
अगर आत्मा में परमात्मा की शक्ति आ गई,
when that happens, if when the soul is filled with the power of the supreme soul, this power is very heavy and is very strong.
बेचारा क्या है? खाली.
And the one who doesn't have this power, who is such a one?
Empty. परंतु वो पता चलता है जब एकाग्रता की शक्ति से
from becoming ekagrat chit, I receive supreme power. Parmatam shakti, the power that comes from the supreme soul. Don't just do classes like that superficially, just take notes and speak out what you've written. Do it practically.
Kitna wonderful. बाबा का शक्ति मिलती है.
It's so wonderful how we receive Baba's power by becoming focused and concentrated on the one. Don't make your intellect work. It won't become dull. Don't be afraid. It won't become dull.
सालिम हो जाएंगी.
It'll become refined.
अच्छी हो जाएंगी.
It'll become very good.
उसके अंदर परमात्म शक्ति बढ़ जाएंगी.
And supreme power will be filled in this, in it. And you will become a soul that is truth, that is totally alive, the light. And you will become a soul that is full of bliss. Without this, it's as if the soul is lifeless. The soul is eternal, imperishable, but it's also truth. And the power of light has entered the soul. Matter, we are not slaves to matter. Matter is not influencing us. We are the rulers of the body. We are the rulers of matter. And so we are the life. We give life to this matter. And this chaitanya, this living being exists in everything. Now the soul is being moved by the supreme soul. It is the power of the supreme soul that is moving the soul. Now this kind of remembrance is not a remembrance in which we easily fall asleep. When our remembrance is filled with power, we are alert. Why should we waste? Now is not the time to waste your time in ordinary and wasteful thinking. This is not the time to trap yourself in any web. I have to make my intellect stand up and become so alert in becoming focused and concentrated on the One. It's not a small thing. We're establishing heaven here and destroying hell. Okay, Ravan, you finished your part. You snatched away our kingdom. Now our part has begun. So it's not just yad, but remembrance, but it's all the power of yoga that we are experiencing. Sometimes in yad, remembering, there is also forgetting. And there's this whole game of forgetting and remembering, becoming confused or smiling. This is not the time for these kind of games. One moment I'm confused and attention, and the next moment I'm smiling, but only a little smiling, but more confusion than smiling. Let there be such power. But nobody is able to shake us. Baba has shown us this practically. He inspired us to make very good effort to check how much power of yoga do we have inside of us. He used to make us play this game, the tug of war in Karachi. Very nice. It was a nice big strong rope. Chandramani Daddy was very courageous. Kumarka Daddy was very thin and skinny. He was a small little thing. So on one side you've got Kumarka Daddy, and the other side you've got heavy Chandramani Daddy. In 1 minute, Chandramani Daddy would just pull the rope and would defeat. So what would Baba do? Baba would go and take Kumarka Daddy's side. And so this is not just a physical power. This is the power of God, faith in God. And then in Bridge Koti, he used to teach them how to wrestle. And Baba would say, children, why are you afraid of Maya? And they would, someone would say, Baba, this one's making me fall. And Baba would say, well, make them fall then. Baba made us very, very strong in such ways by using such methods. To be defeated, to become disheartened, to become sad. Make sure I don't have any of these sanskars. It's not possible for me to be defeated. If I have this thought, then of course defeat won't come to me. What does Baba say? It's through your elevated sanskars that you're creating an elevated world. Let my sanskars be such, be so refined through the power of yoga, that we transform our world into Satyug. Because we are going to rule in that world, and we're not going to make our own crowns and things at that time. When we sit on the throne in Satyug, to have a throne and to have a crown is not really a big thing, but to be worthy to wear them is the thing. Let me become so worthy. And this is why in our sanskars, in the soul itself, there should be filled the power of the Supreme Soul. Let me put Brahma Baba in front and go between Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba. This one's my father, this one's my mother. My father is incorporated. my father is incorporeal and my mother is the egoless server. We are their children. We are their, both their children, incorporeal and egoless ones. And our features, the children's features, they're like their mother and father. This is the law of nature. I didn't know this before. When I came into the foreign lands, I realized this, that the father may be in a black body, the mother in a white body, and the poor child is a mixture. He can't, doesn't look like his father, and he doesn't look like his mother. I saw all these games in the foreign lands. None of these games exist here in Bharat. Here, it's just both parents are Bharatwasis, and so the child has features similar. So now, let me ask myself, who's my mother and father? Our father's incorporeal, the mother's egoless server. We are their children. Do you not think we should have the same features as our mother and father? And the mother and father has given us our future back into our hands. What is that future? The inheritance of heaven. If Brahma Kumars and Kumaris don't understand themselves, if Brahmins don't become servers, how are they going to receive the inheritance of heaven? We receive this inheritance automatically, that no one else, even if they're founders of major religions, nobody else receives except us. It is only, when will they understand? They will own, their eyes will only open when the haystack is set on fire. And they will realize that that one has come. And then they will start singing, yes, O God, your praise. And they will start praising the Brahma Kumaris a lot. Now the praise has started a little. But Baba's praise and revelation will happen then. But actually it's not even their fault either, it's only their part. Baba would say to them, it's okay, you realize now you've come. But Baba says to us children, at least you claim your inheritance, at least you claim your kingdom, and start creating your fortune. Service is fortune. Whosever's service anybody has, it's a question of their fortune. Where does ego come in? What is the point of showing a stern eye? What is the point of being confused? Oh, I don't have any service. What's the point in thinking like this? You sit where Baba's told you to sit, behind these eyes, and do what you need to do. Open your eyes. When you look at someone, don't glare at them, but look at them with spiritual vision. Don't look at anybody's nature, anybody's sanskars. Each one has their own sanskars. Everything is fixed in drama. Now it's the confluence age. Everyone who comes are coming because they're number wise effort makers. They will come accordingly into the golden age. What we have to do is to maintain love, to give love, and to be cooperative, and to call everyone. This daddy would say, she would invite everyone to Baba's home. Mother Bun is your home. But be, make sure you are surrendered. Understand the deep secrets and the philosophy of karma. Make sure no action becomes a sinful action. When your karmas, your actions become neutral actions, then everything will become easy. So pay attention to your karma. Not even by mistake. Make sure, first of all, this, the thought will work, then that thought will express in words, and then those words will become actions, and then that actions, the influence of that action becomes such a ghost on me that it doesn't let me go. So pay attention internally to the kinds of thoughts you need to have, and say, such thoughts can never come to me, because those thoughts, if you don't pay attention to them, they will not leave you alone without making you perform those sinful actions. So you need to finish those thoughts inside with the power of the stage of becoming concentrated on the One, the Ekagrachit stage. Use this stage and finish those thoughts. One time a bad thought comes, you let it come again, it'll keep coming for 10, 20 times. Don't even allow that thought to come once. It's not allowed. If any thought of being sad or disheartened comes, it will completely bring you into that state. If you have a thought of, if you have one thought of sadness, it will pull you into that stage. It's all about our thoughts. And now, when we change our thoughts and make them pure, clean and elevated, because the father of the Brahmins is making the Brahmins into charitable souls. All day long, perform charity, claim the blessings from others. Daddy explained, shared something beautiful yesterday, perform such actions that you're able to inspire others. Now, it's such an act of great charity by performing actions that inspire others. Don't tell them anything, but your actions should inspire them. And others should feel that, oh, I want to do what this one is doing. I want to be like this one. And the ones who would never have thought of it, they themselves say, yes, I want to do this. And so we have to do everything with our heart. Whatever service comes in front of me, we say Haji. It feels very good to say Haji. And when such a soul becomes like this, they're able to inspire others. The blessings you claim from the seniors is separate to the help you receive from the father, and the blessings that come from inspiring others is different. Do you understand? So these are three different types of blessings: the blessings from the seniors, the help from the father, and the blessings you receive when someone has been inspired from you. And when we receive these, we receive a lot of power. My decision making power, my discrimination power is so firm, let it be so firm that nobody can make me move, because I have decided what I need to do. And then when I have this power of discrimination, when I have this power of discrimination, I receive supreme power. I will do only that which is right. And then if any problems come in front of me, I will become the embodiment of solutions. In front of obstacles, my form will change into one of being the embodiment of solutions, because my form is a powerful one. In front of us, there are obstacles. Baba says he will look after them. There is one who creates obstacles, and there is the other who is the form of the destroyer of obstacles and the embodiment of solutions. And so in this way, accumulate and increase the power of yoga inside you, so that you are able to do this. Baba said, even if something happens to your body, don't go on about it. Don't ask how this is going to happen, what's going to happen. If you think about it, then your illness will increase. Make it work. Understand how to make it work and make it work. Take the medicine you need to take in yoga. No need to go into expansion, ask whether this medicine will work or not. If you start going into all this, then your illness will definitely increase. The illness has come, it has come to become okay. So just take whatever medicine you need to take to make it okay. But the blessings that you receive from performing good actions, those blessings will perform wonders on you. If you give sorrow to others, you will experience the illness of giving that sorrow. If you give someone happiness, then even when you're ill, you will not experience sorrow. Okay, that illness will come, but you will not experience the sorrow of it because you've never given sorrow to anyone. And you will never experience sorrow in anything. This is the fruit of karma. There is power, and there is the power of karma too. Because in fruit, in the fruit of karma, there's a lot of power. If I have never given sorrow to anyone, then I will never experience sorrow. Even if something like that comes in front of me, an obstacle comes in front of me, I will not experience sorrow. Now, whoever accepts this, raise your hand. If you raise your hand, if you accept this, if you've never given sorrow, you will never experience it. If you've given sorrow, then you will experience a lot of sorrow. If you give happiness, you will experience a lot of happiness. Your treasures will be full of peace and happiness. When you have taken so much love from Baba, you can only give that love to others. If you've spoken to anybody harshly or bitterly, then you will also receive the fruit of that. To speak bitterly, to speak harshly, then the fruit will be bitter as well. And who's going to eat bitter fruit? What is the result of eating bitter fruit? Even when
we eat,
and so if there's anything that we eat becomes bitter, nobody will eat it, they'll spit it out of their mouths. And so if we speak in such a bitter and harsh way, others will in the same way throw us away. At least speak sweetly, at least speak peacefully, at least listen to what someone is saying. This is the fruit of karma. The ones who act at the right time, immediately, they are the ones who attain. And the main thing in this is that whatever I do, others will follow. And then whatever they do, the fruit of that I will receive. So if they do bad or good or even ordinary, whatever the fruit, I will receive that. First of all, I do. And watching me, they do. And then when they do, whatever fruit they receive, good, bad, or ordinary, I receive. This is the law of Sangam Yuga. Whatever actions we perform, now we receive the fruit of it. So now it's not the time for thinking. Understand it, and with the power of honesty, get on with it and do it. There's a lot of power in honesty, in becoming honest. And then you develop good habits to perform good actions. That is seen many good bestowers. The one who wants to bestow, who wants to donate, in her lokik, her uncle was such a person. His face was so good. He never had any ego. He would just remain seated. Whoever was there in front, he would just give a signal to someone and would just say, give whatever this one wants. He would just sit. And he was a great bhagat and a worshipper. He actually only ate once a day. He earned his income honestly. But yet donated a lot. He himself remained very ordinary. His face was such stable. He never asked anybody or talked too much to anybody else. Whoever came in front of him, he always had the bhavna that if they leave, let them leave, having taken what they need and want. Now, if we become such bestowers in such a way, our face will be so wonderful. What a deities. By becoming bestowers, we will fill the desires of everyone else. On the basis of knowledge, connect your intellect's yoga to Baba, and Baba will fill the intellect with all treasures. So nowadays you're using this word nirakari, incorporeal. But actually this word will work wonders when I have the awareness that my father is incorporeal, my mother is egoless, my mother is so sweet, the one who accommodates everything as if nothing has happened and says to me, you'll become okay, you'll become okay, you'll become okay. She gives me nothing but blessings. The father, he may just give me a stern eye to say, now look, straighten yourself out. But my mother, she will never show me a stern eye. She'll look at me with a lot of love and say, you'll be okay, you'll be okay. And she'll never complain about me. She'll teach me in a quiet, incognito way. And we are the children of such a mother and father. And when you remember who you are, such Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, look how much intoxication will increase. And when our kingdom comes into our hands, then just watch how falsehood is destroyed. Now, all of you, whatever you've just heard and understood, practice that on yourself. All of you are Maharathis who are sitting here. It's not a question of a labor and it's a hard effort, but just absorbing it. And by absorbing it, you'll become very rich and royal. Honesty and truth will penetrate our hearts, and then that will make our hands work. First of all, it's going to enter our hearts, then it will flow through into our actions. Then you will feel that you are coming into the Sun Dynasty, and you are becoming kings and queens. We don't want to become 2 degrees less. Om Shanti.